AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden on a Thanksgiving outing today calls out for gun control. A day after six people were killed at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. He says he'll try to get something through when Congress returns.
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
During the lame duck?
I'm going to do it whenever I got to make that assessment as I get in and start counting the vote.
The president and his family are observing the holiday in Nantucket, Massachusetts. Meanwhile, a new worker at that Walmart store tells the Associated Press she was spared. Jessica Wilcheski says the store manager lifted a gun toward her and then told her to run. Maybe, she thinks, because she was new. She says those who were shot were targeted.
The way he was acting, he was going hunting. He was looking, he was picking people out. Mm-hmm. It really looked like that.
Authorities say 31-year-old Andre Bing apparently killed himself. He had been with Walmart for about 15 years. A co-owner of the Colorado Springs gay nightclub, where five people were killed last weekend, thinks the shooting is a reflection of a growing anti-LGBTQ sentiment. Online safety experts say they expect an increase in hate speech and misinformation now that Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's granting amnesty to people whose accounts have been suspended. Writer E. Jean Carroll, who had accused Donald Trump of sexual assault in the 90s, was able to take advantage of a new law in New York State, filing a lawsuit against the former president overnight.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Get ready to shop. The holiday season kicked off today with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Black Friday is tomorrow. Small Business Saturday follows. This is AP News. Ford Motors is recalling thousands of newer model Escape and Bronco sports SUVs because the fuel injectors can crack, sparking a fire when the engine's hot. The Chinese company that assembles Apple iPhones is apologizing for a pay dispute at the factory.
Employees complained that Foxconn Technology Group changed the terms of their wages that were initially offered to attract them to the factory. The company blamed the change in wages on a computer error and said they would be paid what they were promised. The apology comes days after a protest erupted at the factory. Videos on social media showed police in white protective suits kicking and clubbing workers during the protest. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cristiano Ronaldo becomes the first male player to score at five World Cup events with a goal for Portugal against Ghana. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.